Well, just as the stock market does all sorts of crazy things, Comerica has hired a new chief investment officer. John Lynch joined Comerica Bank late in May, and actually Comerica has not seen a down market since. John Lynch joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Delighted to be here.
You know, your timing's wonderful. If you'd come in February, they'd probably hate you.
That's exactly right. Life timing is everything.
So you have many hats that you're going to have to wear there, but one is to sort of explain a posture on, you know, the investment climate right now, and always. How do you explain it right now? Are we in a lull? Or are we enjoying a V-shaped recovery?
Yeah, I think. You know, obviously, there's so much happening right now. When we wrote the mid-year outlook, we want to make sure that we are positioning it as investment advice. You know, we're not being dismissive of the many, many challenges out there with the pandemic and the recession and the social unrest. And, you know, we can go on and on, the stress over the election that many people are feeling. So really just wanted people to have perspective and really just focus on the fundamentals, because there's an awful lot happening. As you know, the market can move at a furious pace on an intraday basis. But if investors focus on simple things like the economy and profits and interest rates, I think you'll be able to be successful by just focusing on those fundamentals and not getting caught up too much in the emotional aspect of it.
Do you have any sense that we're better prepared to handle this because of, you know, what we went through just a little over 10 years ago? It was eerily similar, where there was a credit crisis and the Fed was hesitating and Congress was hesitating. And it seemed like this time there was less hesitation. They seemed to know what to do.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, you respect history, right? You're less bound to repeat it. But nonetheless, you know, the experience 10, 12 years ago was very much gradual then sudden, right? We had a ongoing credit bubble that finally burst, whereas in this situation it wasn't gradual then sudden. It was sudden because we were at record levels for the market, employment, GDP, yet really by government fiat we had to shut down so we wouldn't overwhelm the healthcare system, and consequently we had this major recession and major market pullback. So the Federal Reserve did tap into their playbook, you know, certainly bringing interest rates to zero and then conducting asset purchases. But another aspect that Fed Chair Jerome Powell did that Ben Bernanke did not do, and it really wasn't necessary for Bernanke to do, the central bank is basically a commercial bank now with all the Main Street lending facilities going on and all the variety of lending facilities that they put in. So they've really been very, very innovative. And it appears now with the four phases of government stimulus, we've got pretty good coordination between fiscal and monetary policymakers.
You know, it seemed like Congress learned a lesson, though, too. I remember the dire consequences of that vote to vote down the TARP, the recovery plan that had been proposed. The markets fell apart, confidence fell apart, and they eventually came around. This time, Congress didn't seem to hesitate as much.
That's right. I remember I was on an interview when TARP was voted down, and the producer said, "We want you to hold off for a second." And I said, "Why is that?" And they said, "Because Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is going to be on." And I said, "Okay, I'm not going to be a diva. I'll let Henry Paulson speak first." And they said, "Good, because when he's done, we want you to critique what he had to say." So my heart was in my throat, and I had the pleasure to meet him several years later. I told him that story, cracked up. But you're absolutely right. You know, we certainly have been more responsive, and the market has responded accordingly.
So right now, what should we be watching? There's so many moving parts. We don't have any choice but to watch the progression, unfortunately, of COVID-19. We've got a presidential election that's looming, and that's taking its toll. Economic indicators are coming out. And meanwhile, we're not in this alone. There's a global situation.
Absolutely. It's not isolated.
So what do we watch?
Yeah, I think there are five key areas to pay attention to. One is policy. Two is the election. Third is the economy. Fourth is interest rates and ultimately what that does to the bond market. And fifth is corporate profits and what that means for equity markets.
There's an old saying that is attributed to Warren Buffett, who says, you know, you never know who's swimming naked until the tide goes out. And the tide started to go out in the second quarter, and we saw a lot of bankruptcies. From what I'm hearing, the tide's got to go a lot further out during the third quarter. How does that color the situation?
Yeah, the second half of the year, you know, it really comes down to several things. Obviously, you know, whether or not there's a second wave or if the first wave intensifies, that's one. You know, as some of the government stimulus, particularly on unemployment benefits, expires, will Congress work hand in hand like they did earlier with the Fed? So that's another risk. And yes, to the degree that Congress doesn't act in coordination with the Fed, then you do run that risk of people being exposed, because the market is pricing in a V-shaped recovery right now. But you know, our good friend, Chief Economist Dr. Robert Dye from Comerica Bank, and you know, he's talked about the potential for a W-shaped recovery, where if we have an intensification of the first wave or second wave, or if Congress doesn't act, you know, that what people are pricing in as a V quickly becomes a W. And, you know, as we potentially pull back with increased bankruptcies, for example, and an extended unemployment situation, but the market's a discounting mechanism. And we see that second V, if you will, that would form the W.
I sure hope Dr. Dye's wrong. I would take a square root recovery over a W recovery.
Square root, or definitely over an M recovery, right?
And go do it again. So I got to ask you one last thing, since you're coming here to, you know, a Texas-based, although admittedly super regional bank. You got to have an opinion about energy. Is there any sense in investing in energy right now?
Well, you know, it's fascinating what's happened. You know, just not being, you know, an analyst, if you will, in the Texas market until recently, just watching what's happened over the past 10, 12 years, forget about the last 30 or 40 years with our energy independence domestically. So the energy market, I still think, is vibrant. And I think we have done a really good job in the U.S. Being as flexible by modernizing the technology. And so, yeah, I still think there's an opportunity there. And, you know, to the degree, you know, OPEC continues to struggle acting as an organization, I think that can be to our benefit.
Well, I think you're going to make a fine Texan with that attitude. John Lynch.
Well, thank you.
Chief Investment Officer for Comerica Bank. Again, welcome to town, and we appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you, David. My pleasure.
Thanks for our conversation with John Lynch. Go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.